Blog Talk Radio.
I am a Korean and I'm a fighting man, and I come from County Clare, and the Brits would hang me for a penny, so I took my leave there, and across the ocean in the Irish. Brother was a railroad man, and he met us at the boat. So I joined up with the 20th Maine. Like I said, my friend, I'm a fighting man. We're marching south in the pouring rain. We're all going down to Dixieland.
Uniforms and rifles to go fight in the Civil War. And in the Southland, 20,000 Irishmen just off the boat were given uniforms and rifles to fight the Civil War. Surely they didn't own slaves. And surely many of the Southerners didn't own slaves, probably 90% of them, 95% of them. They fought for their state, they fought for their state's rights, they fought for what they believed in. Right or wrong, they were Americans with an American opinion. Never forget them. And never forget the 1,000 horses that died at Gettysburg, if you like horses. In New York, the mayor is trying to get rid of horses. They should do a movie. They shoot mayors, don't they? There used to be a movie with that communist, Hanoi, Jane Fonda. You know Jane Fonda that gave all the guys at the Hanoi Hilton the Jane Fonda workout? You know what the Jane Fonda workout is? They tie ropes around the back of your arms, and they prop you up so your shoulder blades pop. Real nice treatment. And it was borderline there for a while because it was a 50-50 chance they were going to kill them all. And then Richard Nixon said, I think we're going to have to negotiate and get the Democrats off the hook again. And because Democrats get you into war and leave you to die on the battlefield promising never to run again, as per a la LBJ. So Nixon went in and he said, look, let's work out something. We're leaving and we want our boys back. And if you don't, if you continue to give me a hard time, I'm going to bomb Hanoi, which should have been done on the first day that we went there. Well, of course, hindsight is 20/20, and armchair generals are a dime a dozen. And that was my nickel's worth. So welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. You do know that you're now in a communist country. Have you realized that yet? You do know that there is a half a political party left in this country that's not communist, right? You know that the Democrat Party is communist, right? It's full-blown communist. They vote to burn the flag. They voted to kill children. Child murder is now the law of the land. This is worse than the Dark Ages. There is a heroin epidemic following on the avalanche of the marijuana movement. Riley had on a communist, and he is a member of the Socialist Party. And you know what the Socialist Party is? In American, in world history, there have been two socialist parties. The Nazi, the National Socialist Party of Germany, that's the Nazis. And then there's the Soviet Socialist Party of Russia, and that's the Russian Communists. But the only difference between socialists from Germany and socialists from Russia is the uniform. And now we have a socialist party as a group, as a caucus in the Party of Death to Little Children, the Communist, the Democrat Party. And I read 70 members, and you can Google it, 70 members. And the guy that was on O'Reilly tonight, what was his name? Bernie Sanders. He is an acknowledged member of the Communist Party. And don't tell me there's a difference between communists and socialists. That's like saying liberals aren't communists. And progressives aren't communists. You have a communist party. It hates women and uses women to kill children. That's called pro-choice. But if you notice, the pro-choice survivors are usually the only child. Yeah. They ought to change that only child's name to Lucky. Having said that, and of course I know I'm being beastly, but you know what? You're selling my children out, and you're selling my country out, and I'm not going to let you get away with it. And you're not coming for my Bible, and you're not coming for my gun. I'll be coming for you. Yes, so as Mike Savage would say, if somebody plans to put a bomb in your mother's house, put a bomb in his mother's house first. Yes, but he's a radical. Having said that, I'm going to give you a tune, and we're going to pay a little tribute to the French, and poor French, they're always getting beat up, and they're going communist. They're going communist. They can't give their people enough. Yeah, the song More comes from the feeding frenzy of the French people. They want to be from a cradle to grave, babied by their government. And they're always surrendering to somebody or someone. Even their prime minister couldn't bring his wife or mistress to a meeting in Washington because he couldn't satisfy either of them. So he picked up one while he was here and brought it home as a les souvenirs. That's a French word. Yeah, hard stuff. But once upon a time, there was a guy named the Marquis de Lafayette. And he was born to a wealthy people. You could say he was a capitalist. And he sympathized with the Americans who were trying to break away from the tax junkie, King George, who has now been replaced by the tax junkie, Obama bin Laden. But in the meantime, the Americans needed help, and along comes the Marquis Lafayette. He goes down to the waterfront in France. He buys himself a ship, and he sails the ocean and shows up at George Washington's dock and donates the ship to the American Navy and takes a commission in the American Army. And George Washington loved him. And that's wonderful. So that's why we're going to pay a tribute to the French. We're going to do a French tune. And thank you, France. The only mistake you made was you killed the wrong people in the revolution. There was plenty of cake to go around.
Choisir ma mort aussi. Il y a ceux qui veulent mourir un jour de pluie et d'autres en plein soleil. Il y a ceux qui veulent mourir seuls dans un lit, tranquille dans leur sommeil. Moi je veux mourir sur scène devant les projecteurs. Oui, je veux mourir sur scène, le cœur ouvert tout en couleur. Mourir sans la moindre peine au dernier rendez-vous. Moi je veux mourir sur scène en chantant jusqu'au bout. Viens, mais ne viens pas quand je serai seul. Tous les deux on se connaît déjà. On s'est vu de près, souviens-toi. Choisis plutôt un soir de gala si tu veux danser avec moi. Ma vie a brûlé sous trop de lumière. Je ne peux pas partir dans l'ombre. Moi je veux mourir fusillé de laser devant une salle comble. Moi je veux mourir sur scène devant.
J'ai toujours mes petites conversations, j'ai toujours mon petit jardin secret qui est en moi, et c'est très bien comme ça d'ailleurs.
Ok. Right after we have champagne. I recall a reading, a follow-up on the Marquis de Lafayette, and I might be wrong about this, and you may want to Google it, but the story that comes to mind is he prevented Marie Antoinette and Louis XIV from escaping, I think, to Austria. He was a hero of their revolution, and then, of course, they all went nuts over there and killed each other. And I don't think he fared too well. And I think, I might be all wrong on this, but I seem to recall that he wasn't even, they had to go search for his grave when Teddy Roosevelt wanted to bring his body to the United States and sent a fleet to bring him back. And if I might be, like I say, I'm doing this from memory, and I might have him mixed up with somebody else, but I seem to think he was buried in Annapolis. I might be wrong, but whatever it is, I think he was given some honors after he was discarded by the French people. So it wouldn't hurt to do some research. And if you want to research another guy, research Nathan Hale, 18 years old, and he checks out. He hasn't even seen the country that he's fighting for. It hasn't even been formed yet. And he says, I regret that I have but one life to give for my country. And he swings in the breeze for a country that he won't even see. How can people be that patriotic? Who's going to be the last guy they come to take his guns away? Who's going to be that person? And they're coming. As sure as the next war is going to be nuclear, and we're not ready for anything. We can't even find a 777 tonight. You could find a 7 and 7 in a bar. That's 7-Up and Seagram's, but you're not finding 3 7s. Want to hear a Brazilian tune, or should we go to the news? Where did I see best Brazilian tune? We'll give that a shot.
Como um bom bocado pra te devorar, como um brigadeiro pra te lambuzar. Põe a mão no bolo pra comemorar,
pra te comemorar, pra te comemorar.
Dança o meio-dia pra te conquistar. O violeiro toca e se toca, de olho no chifre da morena. Aqui zoeira, que festa de arromba. Põe essa galera pra samba, é de baixo da saia.
Ai, ai, ai.
Wasn't that good? That pepped you up a little bit. Notice the difference between Portuguese and Spanish. Do you know that Portuguese people have a tough time understanding Spanish and vice versa? You would think it was almost that one could understand the other, but they can't. I caught a headline tonight, and it said that there was a hot mic, and Lindsey Graham was whispering to John Kerry, great job, and I'll handle Boehner. I'll put in a word with Boehner. I know how to control him. Do I want this piece of crap representing anybody Republican or a reasonable facsimile thereof? This guy is a backseat. When he smiles, somebody is dying. This guy, you know what I want to know? I caught him once saying he was going to make an example of a military soldier because he is a JG in the military. That means he gets to sit on court-martials. I'd like to see all of the court-martials he has sat in on and what kind of justice those poor GIs got from his decision. I got a feeling that he would sacrifice a private to just get one more rung up on his ladder. I don't trust him. I call him Lindsey the Graham Cracker. And he is no Francis Marion. You don't know who Francis Marion is because you go to Communist Cucumber School. He was known as the Swamp Fox. And he may have been the guy that the movie The Patriot, Mel Gibson's movie The Patriot, was written around. And I once saw a picture. I don't know if it was Francis Marion, I think it was, or the current governor of South Carolina in an encounter. There were three rebels, all on horseback, and two British officers, and they were shooting it out. Two rebels were white, and one rebel was black. He looked like a young stable boy, and he had a pistol, and he shot the British officer, and it's in a famous painting. And I like that. I like that. And you know what else I like? There is a new TV network blossoming in New York. It's called America One. And its goal is to unite the country. What a contrast to NBC, nothing but communists. ABC, always be communist. CNN, the Communist News Network, all the dividers, all the wedgie boys driving a wedge into the heart of America. And here comes a fledgling news channel. It's just getting up. It's like in its infancy. And its goal is One America. When was the last time you heard One America? Look what they've done to us. It's sickening. I saw 10 people on a stage in Florida, all males, all gay, and they're getting ready. They want gay laws throughout the land. And one guy is holding a baby in his arms. He's the mother. And the baby doesn't even look like him. The baby doesn't even have a beard. It is sickening, man. It is absolutely sickening. The minority is ruling the majority, and they're walking us into death traps. In the meantime, the rest of the world, you want a scenario for that 777? It's in a hangar right now. Bodies are being buried, and it is being spray painted with American plane markings, and it's being loaded with a nuclear weapon. And everybody's speaking Iranian. Yes, we got the nuke. It's going to the U.S. tonight. Fill her up. Yeah. Pray that doesn't happen, right? I got to tell you, I had a scenario with right after 9-1-1. You know what my biggest fear was? A busload of terrorists that are trained pilots were going to crash a small commercial airport, and on a Sunday around 2 a.m, while everybody's snoozing and the local guards are also snoozing, and it's a skeleton crew and they're easily overpowered, and all these guys got to do is pick any plane they want, take off. I'm going to Chicago. He's going to San Diego. And wouldn't that be a nightmare? You see that one gas explosion in the city today? Yet the other day? You saw it, right? You saw a whole building come down just from a leaky gas pipe. About 1,000 terrorists in apartments. They all leave the building at the same time. What a nightmare, huh? And what do you think we should do about it? We should be listening very closely to see if you can hear any horses coming. Put your ear to the ground and wake the hell up, because you're losing your country and you're wide open and you're wide open, face down, pants down. Now, here's a heartbreaker. Al Sharpton wants your guns. This is from Liberty Forever, or Liberty, let's see what it says. National Liberty Federation. They got a picture of a Minuteman. Dear Patriot, this week Reverend Al Sharpton, infamous race baiter and liberal activist. My friends, there's no such thing as liberal. And there's no such thing as right wing. Right wing is mainstream American. Liberal is communist. Marched with 1,000 people demanding the Florida legislature repeal our Stand Your Ground law. Sharpton is known for his 40-plus years of dirt politics and money laundering. It's not in there. I just put it in there. Allegedly. Which usually, and I saw him, he was at that explosion, and I said, hey, Al, why don't you give some of those apartments you have to some of these people that are homeless tonight? I've only got 4 and I need them. Yeah. Those are the rent-protected ones. What are you paying, 50 cents a month, Al? Yeah, this guy is, him and Jesse Jackson, they you don't need bloodhounds to smell money when you got these guys around. They know they can smell money. If there's no money there, in 10 minutes, they're gone. The best one that gets me is Jesse Jackson being outside a prison with a candle for a murderer being executed. But he has no qualms about letting women go and murder their children in abortion clinics. You'll never see him outside an abortion clinic with a candle while 1,100 black babies die a day. That's right, and that's only at Planned Parenthood, who kills 3,000 out of the 4,700 we're killing. And the good news tonight is, I just mentioned Bernie Sanders, I forgot to tell you, he was on O'Reilly, and he's talking about the good government and legalized weed. Well, Vermont is loaded with weed, and loaded with heroin, and now it's spilling over to New Hampshire, and Kelly Ayotte, the senator from New Hampshire, was talking to 2 generals that know that we have lost the war on drugs, and she told them in her state of New Hampshire, and you know what New Hampshire's famous saying is? Live free or die. And now they're dying of heroin overdoses. An increase of 70% for heroin addiction. You think you're going to be able to smoke weed and you're going to be able to handle it? For how long? Everybody, whoever OD'd, started with weed. So, having said that, we'll go back. Sharpton called Florida ground zero for the fight against Stand Your Ground. NBC has this guy on as a consultant. How low has NBC fallen? I grew up on NBC. I wouldn't touch that channel with a 10-foot jihadi. Yeah, unbelievable. I wouldn't go near that channel. Saturday Night Live is a political arm of the Obama White House. Once in a while, they make believe they're anti-Obama. They try to balance it. They're fair and balanced, 99 to 1. And you know what? They're not funny anymore. I'm recalling right now while I'm thinking about it, Andrea Martin doing a show on Saturday Night Live. Or was she on the other one? What was it? Second City Television? Great. We watched her one night. We fell out of bed laughing. She was doing a skit on an Indian woman learning to speak English. Man, it rocked. I thought my wife was going to die. Unbelievable. You don't see that anymore. You see crap. Crap. And I'll tell you what I see that is really bugging me. I'm flipping the channels last night, and there's a movie. And this I see all the time. After 12 o'clock at night, there's nothing but blood and guts on TV. There's a movie. There's teenage kids. They're camping. And one guy decides that they're going to practice witchcraft or demonic worship. And he has a machete. And he halves a girl's head. He halves it. You can see, they show the whole thing. They show the machete splitting the head right down the middle, the skull. I never saw anything so gory in my life. I have never, and this is the new pornography, sucking blood and hacking women to pieces. It is unbelievable. In the 50s, if you showed a movie like that, they'd run you out of town on a rail. They would tar and feather you and dump you in the Hudson. Yeah, they would take you up to the fifth floor and make you a trapeze artist. Oh, man, our country is gone. And you know why it's gone? We got too many wusses. Nobody serves this country. Less than 1% has served this country. And all the rest have no idea what's going on. They're walking around. That's why they need the weed. They're in pain. According to the South Florida Sun Sentinel newspaper, Sharpton called Florida ground zero. He refuses to accept the importance of our Second Amendment rights. And I got to tell you something. These people are talking about taking away certain weapons from the American people. The Second Amendment was written that whatever firepower the enemy has, you're supposed to have enough firepower to match it. So do not, if the enemy has tanks, and the enemy could very well be our government, our communist government, then we got to have tanks. So just remember that. If the enemy has 50 caliber machine guns, we got to have 50 caliber machine guns. A well-armed militia is what it says. So having said that, let's see what else. Do you want to hear the Texas version? Oh, by the way, on that 777 plane, allegedly, there's 21 Texans on board who are computer geeks. And if that's the case, and they're talking about this plane, 21 Texans of any caliber are not going to stand by while a plane gets hijacked, knowing what happened on 911. So the tactic that to rise up to 45,000 feet, which will asphyxiate everybody, is a believable tactic. Molin Labe is used by the Texan rebels in 1835, come and take it, was a phrase of defiance against the Mexican army when they were told, Texans were told to surrender their cannon at the Battle of Gonzales. In recent years, it has become a popular slogan of many. I think Molin Labe is the Greek saying of King Leonidas, who held off the Persian army when asked to give up their spears. He said, come and take them. Yeah, that's going to happen again. There's going to be a lot of Molin Labes in the neighborhood soon. I don't know what Sharpton's talking about, taking away the guns of the people. What is he doing down in Texas or down in Florida? Let them go up to Harlem and take the guns away from the people. You know, give them 5 minutes before you hear the first shots. Yeah, that's where he's got to go. Or send them to an Indian reservation. Tell them he's there to, tell the Cochise he's there to collect the guns. Yeah, see Al Sharpton on an anthill with honey on his head. Unbelievable, man. You're picking on the wrong people. So let me see what else we got here. George Soros, giant globalist. I believe George Soros is a KGB agent. I believe George Soros got his start, and I have no idea how he got his start, but I believe he was funded by the Soviet Treasury. People just don't spring up overnight, billionaires. You got to have government help. So here's what they're saying. Soros activist funding aids the CFR, One World Agenda, to subvert genuine Ukrainian independence aspirations and trap Ukraine in socialist EU IMF perpetual debt trap. I don't like the IMF, and I don't trust the EU. And I think the Brits were smart when they said we'll keep our money. We'll do the pound. Well, billionaire investor George Soros has a giant footprint in Ukraine, similar to his operations in dozens of other nations. You know, he's been tried in absentia by the Malaysian government. He can't go there. If he does, he will get the death penalty. Over the past couple of decades, he's poured tens of millions of dollars into Ukrainian non-governmental organizations, NGOs. I don't like NGOs either. Ostensibly to assist them in transforming their country into a more open and democratic society. There's nothing Democrat about George Soros. He is probably the real father of Snowden. They look alike. Many of the participants in Kiev's Euromaidan demonstrations were members of Soros-funded NGOs and or were trained by the same NGOs in the many workshops and conferences sponsored by Soros' International Renaissance Foundation and his Open Society, various Open Society institutes and foundations. He hides a lot of, he has under a lot of, he wears a lot of different hats. The IRF, founded and funded by Soros, boasts that it has given more than any other donor
donor organization to Democratic Transformation of Ukraine. So, wherever George Soros is, beware. Beware, this article is too long. You can't have articles like this. Americans have a short attention span. You got to do it. You got to do it in less than an hour. Yeah, unbelievable. What else we got? Well, President Obama visited the Navajo Reservation, and he was promising them, we're going to give you health care, and they shouted, fuck are we? And then he said, we're going to give you a free education, named Fakawi. And then he said, we're going to give you extra overtime, Fakawi. And when he was leaving, he said to the chief, you know, these people really liked me. He goes, yeah, be careful. Don't step in the Fakawi. Well, let's see what else we got. What was the one? Oh, yeah. It was with a couple of Irish guys today and told them a story about a drunk that had a hip flask, and he fell backwards, and he felt the liquid oozing out of his behind, and he said, oh, man, I hope that's blood. Yeah, they all liked it. Everybody thought it was funny. Every gun owner needs this. Russia captures U.S. drone over the Crimea. Putin is really turning into a monster, isn't he? Yeah, they captured a U.S. drone over the Crimea. These drones are real ugly looking, aren't they? Some of them. Maybe they should make one in like a phallus, in the shape of a phallus, and then everybody could think, well, it's the Americans advertising again. Russia claims it caught a U.S. intelligence drone in Crimea, an autonomous republic of Ukraine. Rostec, a Russian state-owned corporation, brought it down electronically. The drone was flying at about 12,000 feet and was virtually invisible from the ground. It was possible to break the link with U.S. operators with complex radio electronic technology, said Rostec in a statement. Maybe that's how they've got that one in Iran. Russia is in full control of the Crimea. The peninsula is holding a referendum on Sunday, when the residents will choose to stay with Ukraine or join the Russian Federation. The vote is expected to go in Russia's favor, since over 58% of the population are ethnic Russians. Yeah, they were put there after Stalin murdered 10 million Ukrainians. You know how he murdered them? He starved them to death. He surrounded them and wouldn't let them out. And they ended up eating their children. How's that? 10 million starved to death. That would be all of New York City. Pro-Russians and Russian forces took over many locations in Crimea, including the airport. They canceled all flights at the airport except for those to and from Moscow. Rostec said these pro-Russians almost captured the drone but confirmed it was their company which took it down. They did not say who or what was operating the aircraft. Want to hear some comments? Lurch might do something more threatening now. It's not even Monday yet. Like I said before, what would Reagan do if we had a real president? Putin would have never gotten away with what he's doing. Hey, listen, after I'm reelected the second time, I'll be able to give you everything. The communist in chief likely arranged the handover himself. Speaking of the communist in chief, you look at General McChrystal. General McChrystal was a warrior general. He was a frontline general. He was in command, if I'm not mistaken, of all NATO forces in Afghanistan. Definitely in command of all American forces, which at the time may have been as many as 80, 90,000. That's a lot of responsibility. That's a lot of letters to write home to moms if you screw up. And he was relieved by a guy that has no idea what's going on. He thinks he won the lotto. He's on holiday. He's been on holiday since he got elected. Makes a few speeches, takes a few weeks off. I don't care. The country is running itself. We found that out when we shut down for 2 weeks. And nobody missed any action. It was unbelievable. We were probably safer shut down than we were wide open. But what bothers me is I don't think he had the brains to get rid of McChrystal. Who told him to pull McChrystal's ticket? Think about that. He didn't do it. He didn't come storming in there and go. He said, one of his aides said, "Joe, bite me. I'm going to relieve him of command of 80,000 U.S. military spread out throughout Afghanistan. I'm going to relieve him right now because of that." Who said that? Valerie Jarrett? David Axelrod? George Soros? Vladimir Putin? Yeah. Unbelievable. He didn't make that decision. Who made that decision? Who put the bug in his ear? That's who you got to watch out for. We'll jump back for a tune. One guy says, "More secrets compromised. Will Obama blame the Russians, the Ukrainians, or George W. Bush?" You know, when you deal with communists, you see, that's the mistake that the Republicans are making. They think they're debating Democrats. They're not debating Democrats. They're debating communists. They're the ones that are back in the 50s. They have no idea who they're up against. Republicans walk into the lion's den and say, "Hey, guys, what's for dinner?" Unbelievable. One to Iran and one to Russia. One to Russia. And the guy says a bad word for old, he calls him old dumb, a Shiite, a fake, won't be allowed to breathe the same air as humans. Perhaps this buffoon knows exactly what he's doing to destroy America. You know, you can't, once they make you president, you can't hate us for it. Pretty soon, there is going to be a strong radioactive hole where the Washington, D.C. was. Oh, I believe that. I believe that we're going to get a mushroom wake-up. Yeah. Oh, look, Mommy, it's incense. Yeah. I think it's time. There's a guy calling for a military coup d'etat. Oh, man, I don't want to go there. That would be a bad sign. That would be a sign that all is lost. But I tell you what I would do. If they start coming for guns, I would stop sending them money. And call for a money boycott. No more tax money to the government. And you'll see how quick they get that message. And nobody will die. The only thing you might die of is being broke. Yeah, because you know they're going, the first guys that stand up, they got to be squashed. Yeah, the real patriots are the first guys who stand up. Oh, man, what is this woman saying? I got to read. He guards this country's borders from the NATO and USA. He protects his citizens abroad. He puts his country's interests first. He is not apologizing for his country. He stands tall and looks foreign leaders in the eyes. He bows to no one. He keeps homo's propaganda out of kindergartens and schools. He is fighting infanticide. He prosecutes financial criminals. He restored Christian roots of Russia. He jails those who desecrate churches. Putin for president of the USA in 2016. So says Alondra. Good for you, lady. That's what freedom of speech is all about. Yep. Putin was just waiting with his control box to take over control of the dome from jackass Obama. When is the Congress going to arrest this fool? He's a danger to the nation. You got to get more than him, let me tell you. He's nothing. It's all the bad seeds that he's planted. Well, here's a guy that's a lieutenant, a JG. Think of this. While playing around with the Ukraine, Russia continues to test new ICBMs. So much for Hillary's reset. Hillary's reset button was a missile launcher. She gave him a gift of a missile launcher button. Yeah. To Russia, reset means restart. Currently, Russia has over 2,000 ICBMs aimed at America. That equals 40 ICBMs per state. An ICBM launched from Moscow will reach New York in 45 to 30 minutes. No time to run, no place to hide. Thanks for the no foreign policy this administration has. I hope everyone who voted for Obama, our Muslim in chief, feels safer now. The name Obama stands for One Big Ass Mistake America. 45 minutes once they launch. And you know what the philosophy of America has been since we, since Pearl Harbor, at least, maybe more. We have to take the first hit to show that we're better than them. Yeah, we're in trouble, man. In chess, I guess Putin just called out check, Mr. Obama. Don't worry, Obama will politely ask for it back. Putin needs a good laugh. And one guy says, it won't matter, his priorities are clear. 1, destroy America. 2, entitlements to the sheeple. And 3, Gulf. We are fools. We're sitting. Every day I hear another Jabberwocky officer, a newscaster, say that we have more oil and natural gas than Saudi Arabia. But they never finish the sentence. And the end of the sentence goes like this. And it's all in the ground, and that's where it's going to stay because Obama doesn't want you to earn a living. And let me tell you, if we can, when I was in Kuwait in 93, right, as soon as I was there 5 minutes after George Bush threw out Saddam. And at that time, the communists, the former Democrat Party, was saying that Bush didn't go far enough. He should have gotten Saddam. So along comes Georgie Porgy, and Georgie Porgy goes to Iraq and shoots Hussein Kusay and hangs Saddam, and they say, the same communists say, he went too far. He went too far. These guys are in the Goldilocks story, this party. It's called My Porridge is Too Hot. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. But you know what? We got to be one united America, and everybody's got to wake up the sleepers. And the blacks got to wake up because they are being played. The Latinos got to wake up, they're being played. And the white people got to wake up because they're being played more than anybody else. And if it wasn't for the white people, Obama wouldn't have got elected. So you can't play the race card on that tune. I voted for McCain for one reason. He took the Jane Fonda workout in the Hanoi Hilton. And that's why I voted for him. And I will always vote for a veteran over a sissy boy. And if I had my way, everybody in this country would serve in the military for at least a year. And the first guy I would draft tomorrow is Bill Maher. Yeah. And he could tell his atheistic jokes as he humps Hill number 27. Yeah. He could tell all those guys that are going to go to church Sunday, make fun of their God. Then he could go into the struggle pits with them. Yeah. It's unbelievable, isn't it, man? Less than 1% of the nation has an idea of what's going on in the world. And I'll tell you another thing. I wouldn't be appointing no sardine to be ambassador to Norway. The only ambassadors I'd have representing the United States would be veterans in wheelchairs. Any embassy you went into, the ambassador would greet you in his wheelchair. And it wouldn't be some guy that put up 500 grand to bundle money. Bundle money, that's what they do now, they bundle it. Yeah, well, how did Bill Clinton do on this last run? Oh, he got a lot of bundles. He got 2,000 bundles. And there should only be $1 champagne contribution from anybody, including GE. This way, every American has a chance. Don't tell us we're the greatest nation on the face of the earth when you're trying to reduce us to rubble. And don't tell us we have to give up our cable and TV in order to pay the higher price of Medicare. We don't want to hear that. We don't like that. We don't have to show you no stinking badges. Let us give you a tune. Give you a tune. This one is for all the GIs who are returning home. And one piece, thank God. The sad part about it is in less than a year we'll be back fighting somewhere. We have no choice. The enemy's coming to get us. We got to get them before they get us. We got to go mafia. We got to make people sleep with the fishes. of people talking about chemical warfare and germ warfare and how we took the German scientists and to create our germ warfare and chemical warfare, which was to counteract the German scientists the Russians took and developed a chemical and germ warfare a tactic and strategy. And but nobody will ever tell you about the chemical warfare that is currently going on today, and that's the use of drugs, because cocaine and heroin and marijuana are all tools of a government's chemical warfare against the United States. And, you know, we've got a lot of casualties. We got a lot of casualties. You have no idea how many casualties. You know, we only have stats on drunk driving. We have no stats on drug driving. You want to know why? Because we can't face the music. Mao Zedong. Opium should be regarded as a powerful weapon. It has been employed by imperialists against us, and now we should use it against them. Such warfare can be called chemical warfare by indigenous methods. Mao Zedong, 1935. We will disarm the capitalists with the things they like to taste. Chow and Lai, 1958. Anything that speeds to the destruction of capitalism is moral. You heard that saying? That's Nikita Khrushchev in 1962. Do you know at the invasion of Berlin under Joseph Stalin, when the Russians were at the gates of Berlin, Stalin made a speech to his military. In that speech, he said, "No Russian will be charged for any crime against any German. The only innocent German are the unborn." You think about that. And they raped 2 million German women on the way in. It was like a benefit. Deception and drugs are our first two strategic echelons in the war with capitalism. Nikita Khrushchev, 1963. The United States is the main target because they are our worst enemy. It is simple to move drugs into the United States, and there is an unlimited supply of money there. Todor Zhukov, First Secretary, Communist Party of Bulgaria, 1964. We are interested in growing the very best poppies for U.S. servicemen, Chow and Lai, 1965. And you know where they got them, don't you? In Vietnam. Not everybody that came home in a coffin was killed by a bullet. Drugs will be a decisive weapon in disrupting the fabric of Western democracies, Raul Castro, late 1960s. The goal is to hurt the United States full with drugs. Fernando Ravelo Renedo, Cuban ambassador to Colombia, 1978. I was ordered to load up the United States with drugs. Mario Esteve Gonzalez, Cuban intelligence agent, 1981. Drugs were used as political weapons. The target was the youth of the United States. Antonio Farach, high-level Nicaraguan official in 1984. Russians are building a base in Nicaragua. The bases for planes. Drugs are the best way to destroy the United States. General Barrero, Chief of Cuban Intelligence, 1987. The trafficking is a way of waging war on the United States. It also provides a profit. Humberto Ortega, Nicaraguan Minister of Defense, 1987. Drugs are considered the best way to destroy the United States by undermining the will of American youth.
The enemy is destroyed without firing one bullet. Major Juan Rodriguez, Cuban intelligence officer, 1988. 60 miles off the coast. So, drugs suck. That's chapter one in my book, and there's a whole bunch of reasons why. It's cool. It'll get you some sexual activity. But you know what? In the long run, it's going to make you a zombie. You'll be in the movies. I'm going to sign off. I'm going to pick a tone. Let's see what we can pick a tone with. I got to give you something good. You want something hot? Well, it's 12 o'clock at night. Yeah, we'll do a few bum diddy bum bows.
Moon, blue moon, dip, 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 moon, 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 blue moon, dip, 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 bomb, 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 dang, 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 dang,
blue moon, you saw me standing alone, without a dream in my heart.
Dang it, dang, dang, ding it on.
Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really didn't care for. And then there suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms would ever.
Dang it, dang, dang, ding it, on, ding, boo.
Oh, 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 oh,
dang it, dang, dang, ding it, on, ding, boo. Boom, boom, boom. Bomb, 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 dang, 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 ding, dong, ding, blue moon.